A blizzard of tremendous proportions has impacted a part of the U.S. hard red winter wheat country in the southwest U.S. plains overnight. The storm system will go into the history books as the third most severe blizzard to impact the Texas panhandle in recorded history. The storm system produced anywhere from 8 to 19 inches of snow across that region, and some of these significant snow accumulations also extended to the northeast through southwest and south central portions of Kansas and a portion of northwestern Oklahoma. The moisture content in the snow has run anywhere from around 3/4 of an inch upwards to 1.5 inches, and that moisture, on top of the moisture that came with last week's storm system, will likely translate into a significant improvement for hard red winter wheat country when the snow finally melts. In the meantime, further to the north, of course, the ground's a little bit more frozen, and most likely some of the snow that's accumulated over the past 2 weeks will end up running off into rivers and streams without having a huge impact on the soil conditions, but improvement is expected. The biggest concern about this storm overnight is the fact that there may be some livestock that has been seriously impacted by the storm. Wind speeds were sustained at over 30 miles per hour yesterday, and gusts were getting upwards to 77 miles per hour. Just an impressive storm system. Since then, the storm system has managed to work its way into the western Corn Belt and many areas in portions of Missouri and eastern Kansas and southeastern Iowa are being impacted by the storm system this morning. We're going to see the storm system continue to work its way to the northeast across a big part of the Midwest as we go through the rest of the afternoon and into the night tonight. The storm system will not likely be quite as intense as it has been in the southwest U.S. plains, but we're still going to be looking at some significant amounts of precipitation occurring across a portion of the Midwest. And for all practical purposes, travel across the region is going to be hazardous and somewhat restricted during the day today. The storm system should weaken as it accelerates off to the northeast, but the Chicago area, Detroit, and many other cities from Kansas City into the Great Lakes region will likely be impacted by the storm system throughout the day today. Snow accumulations of 4 to 8 local amounts over 10 inches will likely occur in much of this corridor. The storm system will end up generating quite a bit of moisture for portions of the Midwest. We'll likely see those moisture totals working their way up into the range of perhaps 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch most often. There will certainly be an opportunity for a few locations to end up with more than an inch of moisture, and that is likely to favor the area from northeastern Missouri over to Ohio in the southeastern corner of Michigan. The storm system should finally get out of the Midwest as we go through the day on Thursday. Now, we will see some improvement in the southwestern parts of the Midwest here later tonight, and we'll likely see some improvement again tomorrow across some of that region as well. But for the Great Lakes region, the eastern Midwest, we're probably not going to see the skies open up and clear off again until we get into perhaps the end of this week. There will be a lot of cold air behind the storm system. We're expecting temperatures to be below average for a big part of the Midwest, portions of the plains, as well as the southeastern states as we go through the end of this week and into the weekend. We should see relatively quiet weather for a big part of the following week, but we will see the temperatures rebound as well during that period of time. Our temperatures here near term are expected to be mostly on a mild to cool basis. We'll look for afternoon temperatures today to run mostly in the 30s in the northwestern two-thirds of the Midwest. Temperatures in the southeast will be in the 40s and perhaps near 50 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll look for 30s and lower 40s across a big part of the region, and we'll probably see the same thing occur on Thursday and Friday. Low temperatures at night will be mostly in the teens and 20s in the western Corn Belt and the 20s and 30s in the east. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.